church doors thrown open, I can hear the organ song of the congregation's gone. My city ruins. And the sweet bells of mercy drift through the evening trees, young men on the corner like scattered leaves. The word of the windows of the empty streets while my brother stand on his knees. My city ruins. Asbury Park, New York City, New Orleans, my parents' hometown, Denver, Colorado, the cities where I have lived, Chicago, Indianapolis, and Rochester. This city, are they cities of ruins, or are they something else? Are they something more? In this great song, Bruce doesn't stop there. We can't stop there either. It's a kind of chorus that goes like this. With these hands, I pray for the strength, Lord. With these hands, I pray for the faith, Lord. We pray for your love, Lord. We pray for the lost, Lord. We pray for the world, Lord. We pray for the strength, Lord, with these hands. And then he goes into a kind of chorus, which is a prayer, which is an anthem. Rise up, come on, rise up, come on, rise up, over and over again. I listened to it at least a dozen times yesterday as a kind of a spiritual exercise. You should Google it and find it. You don't need to listen to it a dozen times, but perhaps you'll see what I mean. So a little autobiography as we continue to get to know one another. I was born in a Pennsylvania town, other end of the state. A town so small that I had to go to another city in order to be delivered. And my family moved from one small town to another small town, then a suburban town. It was not until seminary that I found the city, or I heard that the city fit on me, and I believe that to be no accident. In cities ever since, no accident whatsoever. Like you, perhaps. Where you came from and wherever you live now, here you are in this place. Here we are in this place, in a church, in a city. We are here in a city where God is, where Jesus comes. Like any city, it is glorious, and it is struggling, and it is beautiful, and it is dreadful, and God is here, and so are we. So while we can accept the observation that the city is in ruins, now we ultimately embrace the vision of rise up, and the invitation to use the hand God has given us, and the voice God has given us, and the strength God has given us. To rise up on behalf of the city and all who live in it. It's not just a Bruce thing. Jesus came to the city. Our reformer John Calvin fled to the city of Geneva, a city of refugees and commerce and a beautiful multicultural tapestry. Of the book of Revelation and spirit of Saul envisioned a beautiful, beautiful city. So God is here. God is here in the city. We believe it. We believe it as did the prophet Jeremiah believe is enough of an admonition to us, even without all of that historical context, given all the ways that God through Jeremiah could have helped those exiled Israelites understand their world condition. You're told not only to persevere where they are, to have patience, but to seek the completeness and the soundness to pursue the peace of the city where they were. You will return your home, Jeremiah says, be God's son. But for now, this city is your home, so you will worship God here. You will live by God's values here. You will seek the welfare of this city here. You are exiled from home, but you are not exiled from God. So live out the values God would have you live out in the city where you are. After Paul writes, how astonishing and strange it is to be told to pray and work for the well-being of your captors. Challenge to that exiled community. For the time being, she said, they needed to accept that the places where they were settled within Babylon were home. They needed to work toward peace and community building in their own neighborhoods. At that point, from rights, the Jeremiah calls for movement away. A movement away from the privateness of the church and into the world, into the public space to address issues affecting people, especially those on the margins, those that suffer from political, social, and cultural insecurity and discrimination. Then and now. All which is to say, if we are called to seek the welfare of the city, when we are in unwanted and unwelcome exile, then how much more should we embrace that vision now, in 2019, in this place, in this moment, in this city? There's precedent in our tradition to ignore the question altogether, and therefore to ignore the city, focus on God, focus on heaven, focus on what is to come, not what is here and now. The theologians even have a name for that. Two kingdoms. Heavenly and earthly, or two cities even, the city of God and the human city. And it is certainly true that we are called to live in this world, but not of it, to be, not to be conformed, but to transform. The strength of our tradition has been lost deeply in Jeremiah's vision. We don't accept what is. We also don't pretend we don't see it. So a kind of third way, a messier way, of course, toward strangers tell us what is the meaning of this city. You huddle close together because you love each other. What will you answer? We huddle together to make money for each other, or this is a community. And this must be our answer. We huddle close together because we love each other in community. And then beyond these walls, we love those who we don't know, even those we wouldn't like, even those so vast and different from us that we would barely know where to begin. Every once in a while, someone might come here, they'll drive past the church and figure out how to turn around and come back in. I'm sure none of you have ever done that, by the way. But one of my markers is the beautiful sign up front. It articulates the word inclusive. And it's going to be on Tuesday, your fabulous deacons in session unpack that word just a little bit. An inclusive church welcomes all. All. Color, economic status, neurodiversity, social location, gender identity, affectional affinity. All citizens of a beautiful city, if you ask me. When people are not included, we take that as a clear and strong call to respond. What does that look like? It can be very hands-on. We've heard about PIN, the Interfaith Hospitality Network. That's one thing. It can stretch our minds and our imagination so we are inspired to make change.